Do it, it's the tag game, do it. Well, now Ed Paul starts up the tag game by water. Well, I get this old feeling, well, old like son and daughter, and I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to say. When Paul starts up the tag game, well, I want to play. Well, do it, it's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. Well, now when Paul starts up the tag game, it's like the sun, and it's like the afternoon. It's made for everyone, and I can see Paul looking around now. Time for tag is in his eye. When Paul starts up his tag game, well, I'm not surprised. So do it, it's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, we're going up to eat to tell about the tag game. Yeah, well, now and Paul starts up the tag game. Don't let me be someone sitting on the side saying, sorry, it's not for me. Well, I can see Paul looking around. Time for a tag, that's got to be. When Paul starts up his tag game, call for me. Oh, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. F now, look out, F. Well, now when Paul Bang starts up the tag game, you wanna be there. And if it's cold for swimming, you don't care. 'Cause I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to mean. When Paul starts up his tag game, that's my scene. Well, now do it. It's the tag game, do it. Oh, it's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, we're going up another half step. Well, now, yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. Well, now when Paul starts up the tag game by the water, oh, you can see this old feeling like son and daughter, and I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, that's got to say. When Paul starts up the tag game, I'm gonna play. Oh, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. Bang, 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 bang. Ooh. Well, I say, when Paul starts up the tag game by the river, well, I don't care if it's cold for swimming or if I shiver, and I can see Paul looking around. Time for tag, oh, I don't care. When Paul starts up the tag game, I'll be there. Oh, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it. It's the tag game, do it.
The old Australian crawl. to all the Santa sitters, blockers, and the training staff. Beating our team is way too tough for you, but don't be sad. We've given you a chance that you have never had.
Passing, kicking, shooting, dribbling, tackling, heading, and ball control. You play the game as best you can. You pass the ball or dribble past your man. The goal you score, it wins the game. Big money wages and all that fame. Soccer superstar, we know who you are. Oh, soccer superstar, you've come so far. Soccer superstar.
When your friends see you, they all applaud. You are their idol, you are their lord. They shout your name as loud as they can. This must make you a very happy man.
Soccer superstar, we know who you are. Soccer superstar, you've come so far.
Hey,
soccer superstar. Rich and famous through kicking a ball. You shine so brightly like a precious jewel. The crowd always gives an almighty roar, following every goal you score. Soccer superstar, we know who you are. Soccer superstar, you've come so far. Hey, soccer superstar, we know who you are.
Yeah,
soccer superstar, you've come so far.
Wretched cards, I've never seen such garbage before. What did I do to deserve such rotten hands?
Hey, wait a minute. I don't believe it.
I've got two aces in the hole. they don't know. This part is destined to be mine. I'm a Pokerachi. This part is destined to be mine. I'll play it cagey, not bet too heavy. Should I let on, like kids in school, they'll drop out. Now let's see. Frida has a queen high, Bella has a low pair, Rose has a possible, and I just made three aces. Rose bets, Bella raises, and I raise again. Here comes the moment I've been waiting for. Yeah.
Athlete who lived sometime in the 20th century. Now, you may not recognize him by that name, but I'm sure you will once you've heard the ballad of the rise and fall of Basketball Bill.
He was born in the Knickerbocker locker room. The midwife was a referee. Clutched in his hand was a sneaker size 12. He was dribbling at the age of three, Lord, dribbling at the age of three. Basketball Bill, listen to them roar. Shooting hook shots at the age of four. He grew to giant economy size, got a scholarship to Notre Dame. Rockwell drew him for the cover of Post. Spalding was a big time name, yeah, a very, very big time name. Basketball Bill reached his goal, number one on the Gallup poll. But the alumni only paid him $100 a week, chicken feed for all his fame. So he sought out the man from the mafia. He decided that he'd throw the game. Basketball Bill, Basketball Bill, had his fingers in the till. The fans were stunned as he bobbled the ball. The feds came rushing in. They dragged him off to Alcatraz. A popular sin, yes, a very unpopular sin. Basketball Bill, serving his time, wrote his memoirs for modern crime. Ooh, ooh.
There's a moral for all young athletes. If it's money that you want to get, don't shave points in a basketball game. A television for Gillette.
Was it the real thing or just a fantasy? Super Bowl champions, no, it was a reality.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to both of you. And welcome to a special Olympics edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And today we are just looking at a bunch of sports and sports-related things to celebrate what they're doing in London. We started out things with Rick Dees and his cast of idiots, and that was Kick Butt! The late lamented Earl Scruggs. That was the swimming song, the volleyball song from someone anonymous. People, Listen to me. If you're going to put something on YouTube, would you please give some fucking credit to the people who work so hard to put that song together? And if you don't know it, please say so. There are enough wise guys in the comments section to tell you. They would be very glad to correct you. Trust me. Do this, for crying out loud. For the artists. For the children. For the athletes of the musical world. All right. Sorry. After that, Jess Conrad and Tanya Tenola. Soccer superstar Christine Nelson, Pokerachi. You would recognize that voice if you were really sharp. That is the woman who helped out Alan Sherman in Alan Yetta. Remember that? Okay. If you don't, forget I said that. Basketball Bill after that from Alan and Greer. Could that be about Bill Bradley? I don't think so. This is about 6 years before Bill got started. Alan and Greer was Jake Holmes and his wife Catherine. We've talked about this before. Enough is enough. Followed by the Wedgies, Green and Gold Rhapsody. I know I said no football songs, but that one was just too irresistible. So please forgive me. That's the only football song. No baseball songs today. So get your rosin bag out and smoke them if you got them. Put those drugs away. There will be no doping here. And enjoy. Got the silver medal round coming up. Have fun.
Kathy Forrest coming to you live from a big pile of primeval ooze for the running of the classic human race. It's the top of the Precambrian era, and speculation is flying fast and furious over who will evolve first and become the human race. Let's join Chuck Darwin as he calls the action.
There's the bolt of lightning. Flare off. Single cells and bacteria taking an early lead, followed by amoebas, protozoa, and zygotes forming a gamete. They're bunching up on the straightaway into multicelled organisms. It's plants and animals as they hit the bend and start dividing into various phylum. Every class and order is mutating and jockeying for the best positions. Into turn one, Arthropoda is showing surprisingly solid form, and even the long-shot Predata is displaying real backbone. On the straightaway, fish pull ahead with elongated fins. Crustaceous hard at it emerging from the primeval soup onto dry track. It's early landforms in the lead with fish and worms. They're neck and neck. Now their arms and neck. Now their arms, legs and neck. Dinosaurs, the odds-on favorite, are really taking over. Plants are out of the running and mammals are scurrying for cover. But wait a minute, what's this? A meteor collision in turn two has pulled the dinosaurs from the race. Now it's all up to the mammals, carnivores, herbivores, aquatic and land. The opposing thumb is really showing its stuff. The crowd is on their feet, and so is Homo erectus. He's ahead by a skull, but here comes Homo sapiens. Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, Homo sapiens take the lead, and Ronald Reagan drops the bomb, and that's the end of the human race.
Is my favorite game, and you know I can't be beat when I'm in the driver's seat. See, I got a lead foot and gas in my veins. God put a V8 where he should have put brains. They're in a race I haven't run. They're in a race I haven't won. And it's been 7 days since I've won a race, and I don't plan on leaving this place till I've won another. Send you crying home to your mother. See, I got the car, the skill, the crew, the will. God hates a sinner, but he loves a winner. You dare to show your face? Come on, Ace. Let's race. Three cars on the field and I'm sitting on the pole. Pace car's gone, the green flag drops, 500 miles to go. Let's race.
24 car, left hand side. Go low, go low, you come off. You got him, you got him. 17 car, taking a high road.
Well, I ain't good looking and I could have been been smarter, but I've been in the lead since this race started. I got it all tied up and put away. I won't be the hero today. You held your own for a lap or two, but then your rookiness started showing through. You ran out of ammunition, dropped like four or five positions. Now your car's getting loose and it's tough to steer. I can see it all clear from my rearview mirror. You're gonna be a statistic, like the 40 other clowns who missed it. So go on, drop the hammer, floor the gas, draft all you want, I'll still kick your ass. You gotta pick up the pace. Come on, Ace, let's race!
Okay, Rick, turn three, lots of smoke. Just listen to me, I'll talk to you right through the go low,
and
got it.
Rick on turn three, caution's out, so I pull into the pit. Fill the tank and take four tires, put a little wedge in it. Now let's race!
Alright, caution's out, pits are open. One more lap, come in.
We'll meet you to the line.
So we're gonna take four tires.
Why I'm a maniac, and I'm on the attack, and you're a racetrack hack at the back of the pack. You drive like my Uncle Pete. He's blind and ain't got no feet. Just one more lap till I take the checkered. Add another win to my winning record. Another trophy, more respect. And a great big gosh darn check. See, there I am in victory lane. I'm doused with champagne once again. There's you in last place. You got egg all over your face. See, I'm the best. I'm the star. I'm the undisputed king of NASCAR. You're just out of place. Cause you just sort of drive. But I race.
Woo! Oh, that was a good one. That was a great one. Great finish.
Sticking out, so come along and see me riding in the DD race. Gang, did you hear what happened to Billy Reels?
Yeah.
Skateboarding is fun, but you gotta be careful.
Right. Use the proper clothing and equipment.
And watch out for those cars. They can ruin a skateboarder's day, not to mention the boys.
Skate dog, hey dog, in street dog. Skate dog, in street dog. Street dog, in street dog. Street dog, in...
There were some great skateboarders at the skate bowl last night.
John, talking about great skateboarders, did you perfect your 360s yet?
Sure, watch. Guess you didn't perfect them yet.
I'll go work on your wheelie.
Skate dog, skate dog, it's California dog. Skate dog, it's funny dog. Skate dog, it's funny dog. Skate dog, it's...
David, let's see you hang ten.
Hang ten what? Toes over the front of the board, and that will raise the back wheels.
Yeah, don't you want to be a great skateboarder and compete?
No.
Why? Because I fall a lot.
Skate dog.
Get you in the ring. Hey! Me work hard 5 days a week, sweeping garbage from the street. Come home, not one book to read, not enough pictures for me see. Sit right down in favorite chair, wearing only underwear. Favorite night is Saturday night, 'cause me can watch hockey fights. Me like hockey. Me like hockey.
Me not like pro basketball, 'cause me short and they all tall. Baseball slow like Forrest Gump, except when Robbie spits on ump. WrestleMania not so great, me like to see Hulk Hogan skate. TV soccer not that hot, you play bad then you get shot. Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Swedish players must be geeks, 'cause they still got own real teeth. Not like Finnish players' names. What's a Timu anyway? Russian's worse in history. Got stupid names like Valerie.
Me like Sergei Fedorov.
Me like Imre Fedorov.
Me like hockey.
Me like hockey. Hey.
Me like hockey.
We like hockey!
Please, Mr. Linesman, let the players fight.
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 Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them fight.
Friends, come over, put game on. Argue, then we lay bets down. Got bag of chips and case of Bud. Should last till end of first period. But Yankees, they win the World Cup. Me think they cheat, use glowy puck. Maybe if we want to winter, maybe we should play in winter. Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Me like hockey.
Right now, head down, swing around, steady in the rear. Hands around the shaft, my lad, even with the ear. Keep your eye upon the ball, firm your left hand grip, that's all. That's the way a champion is made. Sliced it. Head down, swing around, steady in the rear. You hit it with an open face, that fact is very clear. Now, if you wanna win, don't hit it outside in. That's the way your champion is made. Now, topped. Head down, swing around, steady in the rear. You hit it with a lifted head and a rightward sway, I fear. Now remember what I said, don't look up or raise your head. That's the way your champion is made. Shanked. Head down, swing around, steady in the rear. Your hips should turn at 45, though the neighbors think you're queer. Shoulders turn 90 degrees, keep a slight bend in your knees. That's the way a champion is made.
Oh, skied.
Head down, swing around, steady in the rear. Hold it just a minute while I shed a hopeless tear. I'd recommend perhaps you fare better shooting craps. You'll never be a golfer, I'm afraid.
Mackerel?
hole in one.
All right, hold on now. Get back down there. All right. So much for the silver medal set. That was the silver medal set. And I know you're all looking forward to the gold medal set, which is coming up shortly. So, but you got to listen to the recap first. And here it is. We started with the Frantics from Canada, home of hockey. And that was the human race, aborted and fixed, though it may have been. Mark K. after that, Let's Race, about NASCAR. I don't think NASCAR is a real sport, but some people do, so I don't know. We just include it. Following that, George Formby and his banjo-lele, which is a ukulele that is like a banjo. I'm not really sure what the deal is there, but that's what he called it. That was riding in the TT races. I think that had something to do with the six-day bicycle races that they had back then that were all the rage. Everybody was at the six-day bicycle races. Following that, Sneakers and Lace from an absolutely adorable album I have in my collection. It's a record full of skateboarding songs. And it's two teenage boys and their adorable girlfriend. And that was them. That was Skate Talk. That was. Following that, Tom Dark and Rollerblading. The Novas, Do the Crusher. And then the Arrogant Worms, who are from Canada, home of hockey. And that was Me Like Hockey. I don't really like hockey. I don't understand it myself. I can't follow it. How do you follow that little teeny puck around the ice like that? It goes so fast? I don't know. But they tell me that hockey players are the best athletes in the world. Go for it, guys. Following that, Oscar Brand, and that was Four About Golf. And I think there's some argument to be made that golf should be an Olympic sport, except that you run smack into the wall of logic when you think that they're going to all have to wear uniforms that are the same. That would never happen, okay? Now, I hate golf. I hate golf with a passion, and I'll tell you why. My first job as a teenager was as a caddy at a rather high-class country club, and those guys were fucking pigs. They'd piss in each other's bags. They would, you know, do all kinds of nasty pranks. They would light each other's bags on fire. They would hide their clubs. I mean, it was just like high school. So I got cured of my golf real early. Although last time I did play, the very last hole I played, I got a par. I got a par four on a par four hole. I don't know how I did it, but I hit a long shot from way back, and where did it wind up? In the hole. I can't believe it. So I figured, that's a good place to stop. Thank you. Check, please. So, all right. So, coming up, gold medal round. I know you're all excited. Please keep your seats and stay tuned. See you soon. See you shortly. Okay.
On a mission from Hong Kong. He said, here comes the big boss. Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Let us tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation this story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, now stop, let me tell you this story, and I hope you'll understand. I want to talk about a mighty great fighting man. He fought with the master's hand. He was born way down in the lowland in the state of ALA. He's a farmer boy, so I was told. He had mother wit in his heart. Until one day he's thinking hard, thinking about the things involved. He packed his bag, kissed his mother in the dough, and headed for old Detroit. And there he started to work and train. He never did have any fun. Until one day, to his surprise, up walked Mr. Blackburn. Then Joe Louis started his career. His future was at stake. He fought from the bottom through the Golden Glove and on to the heavyweight. Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation his story. Good Lord, talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation his story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, there's Canary smelling an old bear.
Battle of Jericho.
John Henry Luce, Jack Dempsey was there.
Way down in Jericho.
He fought Max Mellon the second time.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Knocked him down, took the crown.
Way down in Jericho.
Now a million people, they all were glad.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Greatest champ we've ever had.
Way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation his story.
Good Lord, we'll talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man.
Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation his story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Now just read the story of his life.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
His dear loving mother was the light.
Way down in Jericho.
She told him to pray, treat your neighbor right.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Very hard worker went to bed at night.
Way down in Jericho.
Now all you great fighters, you listen to me.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
You never win a battle until you get on your knee.
Way down in Jericho.
Old Peter, Moses, James, and John.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle and the battle was won.
Way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation the story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man.
ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the world's greatest fisherman, Mr. George Lindsay.
Thank you.
Miss Lindsay, I understand that you caught a big bass down on Lake Lanier.
Well, he was a pretty good size one.
Well, how big was he?
22 pounds, 9 ounces.
22 pounds and 9 ounces. Well, the world's record, of course, is 22 pounds and 4 ounces. I believe you'd have one 5 ounces over that.
Well, I thought he was 25 pounds something. I mean, I took the fish home, or I brought him home, cleaned him, and ate him. I mean, I didn't know. Well, I never thought about it being nothing like that. I didn't think I had no record. I knowed I had a record, but I didn't think it was on the fish.
Did you measure him?
Yeah, 32 inches long.
Where'd you weigh him at?
Well, I don't know. I was drunk. We weighed him summers. They didn't nobody skip my word. Everybody asked how much he weighed, and I'd just tell them how much he weighed, and then they didn't nobody offer to weigh him again. I showed him all over the county. I reckon I did. I think I did.
Plenty of people saw the fish then.
Yeah, there's plenty of people see the fish.
What'd you catch him on?
Little old bitty spring lizard. Little old bitty white-bellied spring lizard.
What kind of tackle was you using?
Using a Zebby Co. 33 with a 12-pound test line. Hit us a 8 or 12, I'm not sure which.
How come you didn't take him up to the marina and get him weighed right away?
Well, I didn't think nothing about it. I was fishing for something to eat.
Well, didn't you know what the world's record bass was?
No.
Did you have any idea?
I thought it was 25 pounds or something or another. That's how come I didn't. I could have. I mean, if I'd known that was hit, why, I might have weighed him or something or other. You know, somewhere. Well, we did weigh him, but I don't know where. I thought we weighed him down in Johannesburg, but Grace said that Harold said that we didn't weigh him there, so I guess we didn't weigh him down there.
Well, how did the fish eat?
Good.
How often did you have him? More than one meal?
Three messes,
huh? What was that, supper and breakfast?
Supper and dinner and breakfast, or supper, breakfast, and dinner, put it that way. That's the way we eat him.
Well, if you catch another big fish like that, it weighs over 22 pounds. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to have my picture took every time I get near Kodak, and I'm going to frame it. I didn't know I had no record.
George, you like to fish a lot, don't you?
Well, I let work has hindered my fishing for the last 2 years. It never had done it before then, but it has for the last 2 years, but it ain't going to hinder it so much from now on, for I'm going to do me a bunch of fishing.
We're going to ride those boys right out of style. We're going to shoot the girl for 1 clear mile. The surfers have been spreading all over town that the honey's way of surfing just isn't around. But we've got news for our key friends. Yeah, we love to the end. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna ride those boys right out of style. We're gonna shoot the girl for 1 clear mile. We're not being sloppy, but we have to admit that the honey's way of surfing is a daring step. We walk the nose without a fear. We paddle way out when the surf appears. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. Show those boys who's got the style. We're gonna shoot the girl for 1 clear mile.
Early in the morning we'll be riding along to the surf's paradise singing our song. Going to Tahiti we'll be surfing bound.
We'll surf all day till the sun goes down. Now we're heading home and we have to say that the honeys and the surfers are here to stay. Surfing is the rage for everyone, so come along and surf and you'll have some fun. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. We're gonna ride those boys right out of style. We're gonna shoot the girl for 1 clear mile.
Thank you. this style. We're gonna shoot the girl for one clear mile. We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl. 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 We're gonna shoot, shoot, shoot the girl.
This old wave is mighty high, pushing me up into the sky. I'm going to ride it by and by. I come down, you can hear me cry. I am down the way. Before I come down, I know I'll fall. Way up here, I'm mighty tall. And as the wave is getting wide, I'm so blind, I need a guide. Jump from under me, that's bad, hitting me on top of my head. And as the wave rolled me into shore, I vowed I will surf no more. No Sharks got my surfboard.
Well, they called him Super Skier as he sat around the sun deck, for he swore that he would never take a spill. When they finally brought him down, they had to use 3 toboggans to carry all the pieces down the hill. He was coming down the south, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his pedals, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. Well, he hollered, "What the hell?" as he lined them parallel. He figured there was nothing more to learn. And as he started on his way, he shouted, "On the way!" assuming that he'd never have to turn. Well, he was slipping down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when a moldo flipped him in the air. His jumping form was fine until he ran into that pine, and 2 one-legged skiers left from there. He was coming down the slope, 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge on his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
When he left that tree at last, he was moving twice as fast. Both halves were skimming moguls like a feather. He said, if I must be a split personality, how can I ever keep my knees together?
One steed was headed north and the other headed west, because both of them, you see, were running freer. And folks up on Little Nell looked up scared as hell, said, it's a bird, no, it's a plane,
it's Super Skier!
No, it's a bird.
He was coming down the slope, doing 20 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Now the moral of my story, though my story's kinda gory, for all you sun deck Charlies, there's still hope. You buy the fastest clothes you can, then talk skiing like a man.
But drop that people catch you on the float. Well, he was coming down the south, doing 90 miles an hour, and he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. And let's get Charlie up the MTA.
We do it with the television on. We do it until we're pale and wan. We never had so much fun in our lives. We even do it now with each other's wives. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Just like they say on a rainy day, it's a wonderful indoor sport. We've done it so much that we are thinner now. We don't even stop to eat dinner now. But we'll have to give this playing up, because the men find it difficult staying up. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. When the girls are tight and their mood is right, it's a wonderful indoor sport. And we did it one night until very late. We thought our wives we could educate. To our surprise, before the wives were through, they were using words we didn't know they knew. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. When the girls are hot, the men learn a lot. It's a wonderful indoor sport. We've done it in front of the fire too. We don't seem to lose the desire too. We do it in the morning when we wake up, just before we reach for the coffee cup. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Both night and day we improve our play. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Last night we were doing it with Marie, who learned how to do it in gay Paris. The wives resent all the slang from her, but the men all get quite a bang from her. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. And we just haven't been the same since we got our Scrabble game.
All right, this goes out to the diver who missed the board. There's always one every year. So we're finished now, pretty much. I got one more for you. We'll talk about that in a second. We started with Tom Jones and the Moog Cookbook. That was, of course, Kung Fu Fighting. Joe Lewis was a fighting man from the Dixie Ayers. Sister Winona Carr, 15 rounds for Jesus. Followed by the late George Goober Lindsay, the late lamented George Goober Lindsay, and that was The World's Greatest Whopper. That's about fishing, okay? The Honeys, Shoot the Curl, which was a band made up of Beach Boy girlfriends, I guess. And they used to appear with the Beach Boys in their early days, kind of warming up the crowd. And then we heard from George Huzak. That was Shoot the Curl, by the way, from the Honeys. Shoot the Curl from the Honeys. Got that? Okay. Pay attention. After that, George Huzak, I'm Surfing. Like, can't you say I'm Surfing? No, excuse me. The Chad Mitchell Trio, Super Skier, and Cliff Ferret. A wonderful indoor sport. And I know I only played that 2 months ago, but, you know, when I fed sport into my, you know, my search machine here, that's the only thing that came up, so I had to include that. And it's such a wonderful little ditty. So, all right, that's it for the Olympics, of course, in real life are still going on, but we're finished with them here. Next week, we'll be celebrating Dog Day. Dog Day is August 8th. We'll be here a day earlier next week. But we'll be looking at dogs next week to celebrate the dog days and the appearance of the dog star. Got one more for you, the mystery tune. It's not going to be any mystery, but I will leave this question to you. Now, you know, the tradition is that at the end of the Olympics, they pass the flag from the host country to the next host country. So that's what we're going to do. And who has the Olympics in 2016? Who knows? All right, keep it to yourself because that's what the next song is about. In the meantime, have a good time. Enjoy the Olympics, you know, boxing, whatever. And I'll see you next week with dog stuff. So, bye.
Baby smiles at me, the sun alight.